237.
That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. A happy Tuesday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, man, which
we do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us right here and on your local radio station if you have one. If you don't, you can go to freetalklive.com and tune in online because we have got live streaming. We got the broadband version of the show as well as the dial-up version. It's all for free, of course, at freetalklive.com. So go and check that out. And if you don't have a radio station locally, well, that's easily remedied. All you have to do is pick up your phone and call them. Tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live.
Sure helps.
It's that simple. And I mean, it's not going to guarantee that you're going to get us on, but every time those program directors hear Free Talk Live, it's a good thing.
I don't think that it's a situation where they've got to hear it 100 times to put us on.
No.
I think it's a situation where they've got to hear it like 5, 10. Yeah, 5, 10, you know, and I'm not
10 different people in an area called.
I wasn't just talking about 10. I was just talking. I was using 10 as an impression number, and we advertise in Talkers Magazine.
Well, actually, that's kind of an important point, man. Which we're taking our actually our listeners have contributed some money via the AMP program at amp.freetalklife.com. We're taking that money and turning it right back around into advertising. We're getting a half page ad in Talkers Magazine. Now that's the big industry publication for talk radio. I mean, it's pretty much the only industry publication
pretty much.
For talk radio. And we're doing a half-page ad, which is a big deal for a little show like Free Talk Live. And we're just one of the little guys. We got 5 affiliates at this point, and we'd like to have 500, but part of it's getting the name out there. And so, actually, I think this month is probably, this month and next month, probably are going to be critical months for people to be calling their local talk stations, because they're going to be seeing the ad in Talkers, and if they hear it from you at the same time, that's really important.
Yeah, because they'll have seen the ad, and then they hear somebody asking for it, and then we call in and say, hey, would you like to carry Free Talk Live? And they say, yes.
Yeah.
My afternoon
We've heard of you.
My evening show is crap.
Right.
Sure, I'll carry Free Talk Live.
Exactly.
All I've got is some bigoted racist who takes half the time off and charges me way too much in commercial inventory.
Yeah. If you only knew, listeners, what these other shows do to these poor radio stations.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
I think it's fair to explain. I know a lot of people like the kind of inside radio stuff.
They do a little bit, yeah.
Here's a little secret. You know these big talk show hosts, the
we
big
might
names.
Might as well say who it's going to be.
Michael Savage.
Yeah, Michael Savage is the big one.
He, you know, they got to pay him so much money.
Sure.
That when you're doing a talk radio show, usually you give the local stations a certain number of commercials they can run every
however
hour.
Many it is. And,
right.
You know, in our case, it's like 8,
and then
keep 4 or
the local like station has to run a certain number of what they call network spots. So they have to run a certain number of Free Talk Live or Michael Savage's spots during the hour. Well, when you get really big and greedy like him, then, you know, to keep him on board, his syndicate has to start asking for more and more commercials from the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So these poor guys are actually running commercials for Michael Savage outside of his show.
Yeah, they have to use their own avails in other people's shows to run Michael Savage's commercials.
Yeah,
now, the reason that is Michael Savage is an evening show, and evening avails generally don't
I think they would do it on the other shows as well. I mean, just depending on how popular they are.
Yeah.
The idea is if you're listening at noon and he comes on in the evening, you might be listening to some of his commercials.
Rush doesn't do that.
Probably not.
Because he has that noon to 3 slot in Eastern time, so he just has uses his time right in there.
You don't know, man. The premiere might ask for avails.
Not unless they change something.
Well, anyway.
I do know.
That's how it works. So that's how some of this works. But we don't bend the stations over like that.
No.
Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. We
call
got a lot of
and unbend them.
Yes. Call them and let them know that they can take a breath of fresh air with Free Talk Live. So 800-259-9231 gets you in control of the show. I have to make a correction, man, which I've had at least four different emailers email me on this. I meant to do it last night.
I've got one too, so.
We just got distracted. On Saturday night's show, I made a huge mistake.
You killed somebody, didn't you?
I said that somebody was dead.
Yes.
And I used the right name of the guy that was dead. And I was reporting this from the story I was getting, I had the right information. But I added my own information to it because in my head, I disconnected and I did not identify the person who the story was identifying as the person I thought it was.
Oh, I see.
So the story said that Stephen McWilliams killed himself.
Uh-huh.
He's a medical marijuana activist out in California.
Now, who did you confuse him with?
I confused him with Steve Kubi.
Oh.
Or Cubby. I'm not sure how you pronounce his
yeah.
last name. Steve Cubby was the... And I attributed certain things to Stephen McWilliams that were not attributable
were
to him. They
Cubby
were Steve Cubby's.
Yeah.
So Steve Cubby was the Libertarian candidate for governor. Steve Cubby, they were both. They are both being, were, the guy, one guy's dead, the other guy's still alive. They were both being prosecuted by the feds.
I see.
For marijuana crimes. And they both happen to be named Steve.
Yeah. There's certainly some cross...
I was right about Peter McWilliams, because it's Stephen McWilliams is the guy who killed himself. Peter McWilliams was indeed the guy, and I was correct about this, who was killed as a result of the government preventing him from smoking marijuana. That was the guy that choked on his own vomit. So he was the guy that choked on... But you see, you got Peter McWilliams, Stephen McWilliams, and then Steve Cubby.
Yeah, there you go.
So... Yeah, now there's my correction. You had a correction?
I sort of have a correction. I was jumped on all over by emailers about my comments last night about smokers being somewhat responsible for their plight from the non-smokers.
Well, because we were reporting on a story from New Jersey
mm-hmm.
where some maniac senator has proposed, or representative has proposed, a $250 fine for smoking in your car.
Yes.
And you're suggesting that the cigarette smokers brought this on themselves by flicking butts out the window.
Now, I'm not saying that I think... Anyway, let me read the email before defending myself. Manwich, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to serve up a cold dish of written bee-slapping. But damn it, it needs to be done. I was listening to Monday night's podcast when I got off work, and I'll be gosh darned if I didn't hear you contradict yourself like a complete D-bag. Normally, you're quite sensible. But you seem to be visually inspecting your rectum from the inside for the first segment of the show. Smokers brought the legislation on themselves. Way to generalize the whole group of people. And then he uses the term tool. Can I say tool? Yeah, no
You
problem.
Just did.
There you go. Perhaps we shouldn't let...
Did he say you were a tool?
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps we shouldn't let blacks own guns because they're more likely to commit crimes.
Hmm.
Personally, I smoke, and when I'm walking around the school I attend, I drop the hot rock. I've never heard it called that, by the way. I've always heard it called a cherry. Drop the hot rock off my cigarette and hold the butt in my hand, sometimes for several minutes, looking for a trash can to put it in. I don't smoke in my car, but if I did, I wouldn't haphazardly throw my litter out the window like some retarded Illuminati believer.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you suggest that legislation be brought against all of us smokers just because the majority of us, of our group, litter. The majority. I like that he mentioned that.
Mm.
It wouldn't be so frustrating if... I'm not sure that's true, by the way. I don't even know if it's the majority of smokers.
Okay.
It wouldn't be so frustrating if last week you hadn't made the exact same argument that I just did to some racist who had the original, very original idea of building a gigantic wall to keep those criminal Mexicans out of our sweet pot of wholesomeness. Anyway, I love the show. Keep up the good work, but try to keep the minorities in mind, okay?
Interesting.
That was from Sparse. Now, that was the better of several emails that sort of just berated me.
Right.
And I'd like to say I do not advocate putting a fine on people smoking in their car. All I'm saying is there's a lot of smokers out there. I'm not going to say most. There are a lot of smokers out there that toss butts out their window.
He said most.
He did.
Okay.
Like it's okay to toss butts out their window.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not littering. They wouldn't eat a hamburger and toss the hamburger wrapper out the window, but they toss a cigarette butt like it's okay. Now, Mary Jo, who often writes me emails, wrote me one here, and this one's just really interesting, so okay. I want to read this one, too,
okay.
And my response. Now you've really peed me off, PO'd me. Smokers are not the worst litterers. Every week I pick up a case of beer bottles and some cans. Now you tell me which is the worst litterers. McDonald's Happy Meal boxes and Hardy hamburger wrappers? Give me some cigarette butts. I got to finish this when we come back.
That's good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more Manwich Mail and your calls. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Yeah. If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you want it to be, you can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231 and bring up a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with nearly 700 users. We've got over 28,000 posts for you to surf around through, so be sure you go and check it out at freetalklive.com. I like to call it our digital playground. It's good fun.
Because you're a dork.
Well, and it's fun stuff, even if you're not a dork. Although I think you do have to have a bit of a dork quotient to get involved.
BBS?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe just some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
FreeTalkLive.com. Go check it out. So, Manwich, you got some emails
yes.
from people.
they're disappointed with what you said last night about cigarette smokers. To recap, we were talking about the New Jersey situation where they're looking at banning cigarette smoking from within automobiles.
Right.
You're suggesting that the reason why cigarette smokers are getting so much flack, so many laws passed against their behavior, is because they litter. Is that right?
You know, I think that they would be in a better position to complain if they weren't litterers.
Was that one of the crux points behind the law? Wasn't their claim that it was just distracting?
They claimed that it was distracting, right. But they're going to claim whatever they want to claim, uh-huh. To in order to take people's rights away.
Well, I mean, I would think that if this was a big deal, they would have claimed that, well, it's litter. You know, they litter this stuff.
Well, I see cigarette butts everywhere. I see people right. tossing them out all the time. And I'm a smoker. I'm not a cigarette smoker. Okay. I smoke a cigar. I'd like to be clear that I smoke cigars. and I only smoke one a day, and when I do smoke it, I smoke it in a, like, it's very ritualistic. I smoke it at my house, on my porch, in this chair with the ashtray right there, so
right.
I don't really have the opportunity to see whether I would toss one or not, but I go to hotels and stuff. I mean, I've traveled, and I have the opportunity then to do it, and I don't.
Yeah, I don't think that the cigar smokers really flick cigars out the window too often, but then again, who's...
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've never seen it happen.
Well, let me. I read last segment an email about an unhappy listener.
Yes,
I wrote him back. But Mary Jo has a great email here that I wanted to. I just started it off before we went to break. Okay, Manwich. Now you've got me really PO'd. Smokers are not the worst litterers. Every week I pick up almost a case of beer bottles and some cans.
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me which is the worst litterers. McDonald's Happy Meal boxes and Hardy hamburger wrappers? Boy, give me some cigarette butts. Some of these bottles break. Trust me, cigarette butts are not nearly as bad. So, Mr. Libertarian, little L, you may take back your comments regarding smokers. We are not as bad as drinkers and eaters.
There you go.
Apparently she's not a drinker or an eater. Shall we give up our rights? I don't think so. I can smoke if I want to. Again, I smoke responsibly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I say again, if it was just me, I'd smoke and fight the fine. I just don't want my boss to get in trouble. Now, she's referring to a situation where it's, in her state, is it Missouri? It's illegal to smoke in the workplace, and, you know, she would fight it, but, of course, her boss would get the fine.
Right.
Okay, end of my rant. I still like you, but... But you got a line with that comment. So I wrote back, Mary Jo. Mary Jo, great point. This will be on the air tonight if I can. I'll concede that beer bottles are a worse item to litter if you'll concede that smokers toss out more butts than drinkers toss out bottles. Deal?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like a quality versus quantity issue.
Yeah.
She said, I'll concede that fact, but trust me, it takes a whole lot of those butts to equal. She doesn't like
she's
to
right.
give up a point, does
no,
she?
No, she's right, though. I mean, really, if you're driving down the road...
You can't cut your finger on a cigarette butt.
Yeah, and as far as noticeability, it's a lot easier to notice the beer bottles.
Yeah, beer bottles are bigger and uglier and shinier.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see, to equal one bottle or can, and they'll biodegrade, and the glass and metal won't. And animals, who are barefoot... Just in case you're wondering. Walking along the side of the road can cut their feet as though animals just lope along the side of the road. Okay,
well, they do.
So people on motorcycles could get burnt by an oncoming cigarette butt. That seems pretty, it seems unlikely to me, but okay. Okay, we disagree on this. My ashtray is where mine go, and I have a trash container for them and other stuff in the car when it gets full. And that's gets dumped once a week, so she's we have her whole, like, you know.
So really, it seems like, and we had one emailer say that he believed most cigarette smokers just threw them out the window. However, we've heard from two that don't. And so, is it just a factor of the ones that do flick them out of the window are just so visible and so noticeable that they're giving all cigarette smokers, you know, this kind of bad aura around them?
I'm not prepared to just give anecdotally,
Anecdotally.
Anecdotally?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm from Florida.
That's okay.
I'm just a little redneck boy. I'm not prepared to just go ahead and say that it's majority of smokers, but it seems like people are getting more and more conscious of it. And I guess my whole goal here was bring it up was I think that smokers don't even know that they're littering a lot of times. I really think I think they just don't consider it littering.
I wonder, you know, if there's anybody out there that, I mean, I'm sure someone listening to this right now is a cigarette smoker who they must be aware they're flicking it out the window.
Well, they know they
flick their cigarettes out the window.
But they think
so,
it's not littering. Like, I think that tossing my banana peels out.
That's your suggestion.
Yeah.
I want to hear from somebody that actually does the act who could say, yeah, that's not littering. I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, it's just you with hypothesis.
Well, I'm kind of hypothesizing because often when I'll eat a banana or an orange in the car, I'm of the opinion that it's not litter.
Sure.
Is if I just toss the peel out. Because I don't like the peel being in the car. It's stinky, you know, and if I don't take it out that day, then it's really gross.
Right.
And
an easy solution would be to have a plastic bag in your car and you just put it
that
there and then
would
take
be an
the
easy
out.
Solution. Yes, it would.
And, of course, you know, the most salient point in this particular situation would be, well, if 100,000 people were eating bananas in you know, in your given area and they all felt the same way you did,
yes,
you'd probably change your mind.
It would be pretty gross, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
I think that there's varying degrees of, like Mary Jo sort of pointed out, there's varying degrees of litter. And I would say that banana peels and orange rinds go in the bottom of that area. But
I'm telling you, man, private
since
roads.
We've had this conversation on the air previously, yeah. I don't do it anymore.
Now, isn't it interesting that at baseball stadiums and movie theaters, you can literally, you're encouraged to just throw your stuff down?
Well, not movie theaters, you're not.
In movie theaters, it's, yeah, I mean, pretty much.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You're not going to be told
no
that
fines.
You can't come back.
No.
I mean, they're not saying throw your, you know, spill your drink all over the place or anything like that. But, especially baseball, football, sporting events, there's nowhere to throw your trash. I mean, you could get up and go down somewhere, but they know that most people aren't going to, and it's just something that the business kind of accounts for in the ticket price. They account for people cleaning that mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that if we had private roads, man, which you'd see a lot more of that. You'd see pristine roads.
Well, I've decided that the private road conversation, which is one I don't like having with you, is one that I'm no longer going to have because if we got your version of libertarianism in, you know, suddenly, poof, we're libertarians. We live in libertarian land. There wouldn't be cars for much longer.
Oh, you think we'd have the sky cars real quickly?
I think we would.
It could happen.
There would be very quickly we would go to, it would be cheaper to manufacture things. And
especially if you bought up all the roads and had the Manwich monopoly on the roads like you're so worried about. You know, you're so concerned.
I told you, I made a nice explanation for that, how a person could get really screwed by that private road thing.
You were being very silly. 800-259-9231. Hey, I actually had an email in from Matthew at FTL@freetalklive.com about education. That's something else we covered last night. And he thinks it's not worth it, education. I mean, as far as college education. We'll touch on that. This is your show. 1-800-259-9231. Still looking for a cigarette smoker who throws the butts out the window, who does not consider it littering, or who does. We want to hear from you. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature.
Apples are apples, right?
Uh-huh.
Not when it comes to synthetic oils.
Oops.
Don't be tempted to think that all synthetic oils are alike. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. That means longer oil life, longer engine life, and longer time between oil changes. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
You
you can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you. You can take control. 800-259-9231. And bring up whatever you want. You got a rant. You got a something you want to get off your chest. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
still 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, so plenty of time for your calls. And if you want to shoot us an email, we may read your emails. Don't guarantee it. FTL at freetalklive.com. We are going to try and catch up on some back emails here tonight, but we need to go to the phones and to the fun because this is your show. It's about your calls. Let's talk to Lyle in Colorado. Lyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hi. The last couple of years before I retired, I worked for the Arizona Highway Department, and we had to go out and pick up garbage.
I've had to do that this too.
Yeah, but I didn't mind the beer bottles or the cigarette butts. Dirty diapers.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
People that change their baby's diapers, throw them out the window.
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe it.
A slug of them. It was on Interstate 40. A lot of traffic.
I guess it would be a lot of traffic going across Interstate 40. Now, that's northern Arizona, is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, yeah. What city did you work out of?
Seligman.
Okay. So, how often did you come across dirty diapers, though? I mean, it couldn't have been that often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite
really?
A bit. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess if you're on a long road trip, the baby's got to get changed, and somebody's got to change them, and then you got to do something with the diaper, and that thing, you know, you probably wouldn't
want to
include
it in your car. Yeah.
Yeah, and anyhow, before that, I drove city bus in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'd find dirty diapers on the bus. I'd start smelling something, and
I'd
shove them under the seat.
Mm.
Jeez. Yeah, I know you come across all kinds of winners when you're dealing with city buses. You got any favorite stories?
Well, I had to get a police officer to get the police out to get a police officer off the bus.
Really? What happened?
He was showing porno to teenage girls.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What, like porno magazine or DVD or something? What?
No magazine.
Wow, hey, look at this. Wouldn't you like to do that at my place?
Turned out he was a cop. Wait, did you know he was a cop out front? I mean, first off and foremost, or did you find out later on after he got arrested that he was a cop?
I found out when the cops come and got him off the bus.
Wow. Did they arrest him?
I don't know if they did or not. They took
They came on and said, come on, chief, let's go back to the office.
Put him in the squad car and took off.
I say that's not as bad as finding a diaper full of baby poo on the dust on the bus. That's bad.
Good call, man. Anything else on your mind, Lyle?
No, that's it.
Thanks for it.
Enjoyed your show, though.
Well, glad you're listening. Thanks. 800-259-9231. I actually have, since we're talking about the cops and dirty police chiefs, I had something prepalicious on this one. A Northeast Missouri police chief was arrested in Chillicothe after an internet sting operation. A Chillicothe sheriff's deputy claimed to have met 51-year-old Stephen L. Eldon, the Cahokia chief of police, in an internet chat room. The deputy was working undercover, posing as an adult woman. Officials said the chat became sexual in nature, and the two arranged a meeting involving drugs at the Chillicothe Motel. Court papers show that Edlin, the police chief, arrived at the motel with marijuana in his pocket. Oh. Investigators said Edlin had also planned sex acts with an animal, but instead found an undercover officer waiting for him. Where's Mr. Ed? You guys aren't Mr. Ed.
So now he's in jail.
Planned sex acts with an animal? What?
Charged with possession of marijuana with intent to distribute and attempted illegal sex acts with an animal. So
it's a crazy world out there.
You never know who your police chiefs are.
Crazy world.
Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk to Jeff in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello, sir.
I personally believe that people who smoke have a deep-seated need to be, like, what do I want to say? I lost my term.
I don't know, but it's deep-seated.
Like,
it's a need.
Know, they want to be rebellious and you know, against the norm, because they know people hate the smoke. They know it's bad for them. I mean, obviously, in this century, you know it's bad for you to smoke.
You think smokers are doing it just to tick people off?
No. They want to be seen as rebellious. It's part of their character makeup.
I think that might be true when they're 14 and start.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
people never grow out of that.
People never grow out of that. There's some psychographic information on the differences. For instance, if you're a waiter at a bar, at a restaurant, you want to be working the smoking section because they generally tip better. And that kind of goes with your thing. You know, they're a little more carefree and loose with their money, as it were. But I don't know.
That would bring in the littering thing. You know, you get done and you just, you know, very coolly throw your cigarette out the window or down on the ground.
He's right. That does make, you know, when you couch the littering thing in those terms, it does kind of make it make a little more sense.
I suppose. I'd be interested in seeing some numbers on smokers and voting. Like, are smokers more likely to vote, less likely to vote, or just as likely to vote? And I would venture a guess that they would be less likely to vote. But, you know, these are really broad, sweeping generalizations.
There are
you know?
A lot of smokers out there. I mean, I understand that.
A quarter of the population.
Really?
Just
that
about.
Many?
Yeah, just about.
That's amazing.
It was at one point, and it may have diminished somewhat.
I think it has gone down
but
somewhat.
But it's not below 20%.
That's interesting. Well, a good point, Jeff. Anything else on your mind?
Oh, not that. Just it's a fun discussion. You guys do a really great job, and it's kind of nice to get away from all the treachery and listen to some open discussion that has some humor involved.
Well, thanks, Jeff. We're glad you're out there, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box. This one from Matthew. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. What?
I have one.
Well, you've already had two today, so now we're going to do one from Matthew. He says, subject line, education. You're right about universities. My dad went to DeWitt Clinton High School in New York back in the 1940s, and that was like a current-day university education for him. Education today is a joke, and the reason a lot of employers want to only hire university graduates is because they want to deal with someone who went through the same crap that they did. A shared experience, even negative, makes people feel better than going alone. I went through 3 years of university and left. Why? I was offered a job. I'd go back now just to finish, and I'd get a Bachelor of Arts degree with an emphasis on astronomy, because I love astronomy, and I want to learn all that I can about the subject.
I like history, and if I went back, it would probably be for economics or history.
But just for enrichment purposes.
Really, I like history, and I think economics is just this amazing thing.
Right.
You know, I get immersed in it. So, you know, for those reasons, it would be for self-edification.
Money-wise, I don't feel that $200,000 per year is worth dealing with megalomaniacs. With megalomaniacs, you work for at investment banks and the like with their 12 to 14-hour days and then have to pay 35% plus in taxes.
Plus.
That's an important point. I
mean,
the reason why the big selling point on going to college is you got a higher paying job if you go to college.
Pay a hell of a lot more taxes.
Right. So he's saying, why do you want to go and do that?
As an investment banker, you choose to live in the big expensive house. You choose to pay a lot more taxes buying a lot more stuff.
Yep.
You could choose to just pay your income tax or have a great deal of it deferred to an IRA.
Or you could choose to have some cojones and not pay at all.
I don't think you would have that option because you'd be working for a bank and
they
would take the money
right.
out.
That's true. Good point.
Anyway, you could live in, for instance, if you lived in New York City, you could live up in Washington Heights, you know, someplace that's not so nice. You could pay cheap rent and keep your money and save it, and you know, then you'd pay less taxes. At some point or another, you have to pay taxes.
But anyway, he says there's something more important, however. The system is set up to train good workers in drones, even at the postgraduate level. And God forbid somebody with natural ability comes in contact with these university-trained robots. It scares them to death when they've realized they've wasted 8 to 12 years studying, and some someone with natural ability didn't have to.
Hello, bitter table for one.
800-259-9231. This is your show. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the archives there, last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. But that's not all, because we'll take you back for months. If you just go past day number 6, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will provide you with literally months worth of the show, all of it on the house. For free at freetalklive.com, so go and check it out. All right, so we're catching up on some emails tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls at any old time you make them, 800-259-9231. We got an email from Matthew. He's talking about education. He thinks it was a waste of time. He went to school for 3 years, went to college for 3 years, and he left because he got offered a job, and he said the only reason he would go back is just purely for... just for informational purposes, not so that he could have a degree, but just because he likes astronomy, and that's a good place to learn about that sort of thing. He says, and finally he says that it scares people to death, the college graduate people, when they've realized they've wasted 8 to 12 years studying, and someone with natural ability didn't have to. They try to belittle and berate them because they don't have so-called qualifications, which takes you back to the, I had to suffer for years to get where I am, so you should have to suffer too, mentality. I enjoyed some of the classes that I took at university and hated some others. How much of what I learned is actually usable in my life? 10% maximum.
Oh, that's got to be maximum.
Just remember, it's now big business.
Think about your math class. I just don't use it.
No.
I mean, I'm lucky to use addition and subtraction during the day. But algebra, I don't use it.
The only time I've used algebra is to help people that are younger than me in college with their algebra. That's it. And even then, I'm a little rusty, obviously. $40,000 per year, Matthew says, is what some universities cost. It prices most of the population out and allows certain people in. Another way to control information and people. Keep up the good work, guys. Matthew, well, thank you for the email, sir. We certainly appreciate it. And I share Cher's concerns. I'm so glad that I stopped after 2 years. I went to the 2-year community college here in the Tampa Bay area, and that was a waste of time as it was. And the reason I went, Manwich, and I'm sorry to admit this, but we all change over time. Mm-hmm. The reason I went was because I wanted to make my parents happy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good reason to go. I mean, but
I was still living at home at the time. So
the thing is it's just that the parents have been brainwashed. This is what you do for your
right.
children.
Right.
You don't love your children if you don't send them to college. And
what? You haven't saved for your children's college education? What are you thinking?
To send them there so they can party for 4 years and waste a bunch of money on a degree that they won't use?
What?
You're a bad parent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of it is just getting a degree you won't use.
Yeah, really, if you're going to spend... again, if you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be an engineer, you got to go. You have to. You have to have that degree for those careers. But for... 90%+ of the kids that graduate college, they don't get jobs in their chosen field. That's the most, I think that's one of the most telling statistics about college, not to mention all the dropouts and all the other terrible things that go on there.
You know, I know that you can get away without having a high school diploma because
yes.
everybody believes that if you're literate, now that's the problem, is you have to be educated and not have the high school diploma
right.
in order to be able to slide by with this. You can't be,
you have to be able to write your own name and
yeah,
read.
Illiterate and, you know, sound uneducated.
Yeah.
People might question whether you have a high school diploma or not, or whether it was any darn good. But I know you can slide by without a high school diploma because you just say, yes, I have a high school diploma. I graduated from this school here. And they're never going to check on it.
Sure.
Now, I wonder about the college degree thing.
Mm.
I've never, I wouldn't be the one to do it.
Right.
But
do they check?
Would they check? You know?
Yeah.
How many people does University of Florida spit out in a given year?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
I guess it would depend on the job, you know, and how... Yeah, I guess maybe how many...
If it was your first job out of school, that would be, you know, an issue, but...
I mean, as far as if you've got a job, you're trying to fill a position, you have certain people vying for that position, mm-hmm. maybe they would check them, but that's a good question, man.
I doubt it.
Human resources, if there's anybody listening, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is your show, too. Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey.
I just came from the store about an hour and a half ago.
Okay.
And I listen to the local 1010 news channel.
Okay.
And I understand, if I heard correctly, that a major tile fell off the bottom of the shuttle.
I understand a tile fell off, but I've heard that it's not that big of a deal as far as concern goes.
Really?
Maybe there's different stories out there floating around. It just happened today, and you know how news can be, you know.
So what about it?
Well, one tile is all it takes, you know.
For what? Are they going to re-burn up on re-entry or something?
Oh, yeah,
it's
sure.
not like it hasn't happened.
Oh, yeah. Well, it only takes one to do it.
Huh.
That's all it takes. But
how many shuttles? Are you somebody who really follows the space program?
I try the best I can.
How many shuttles would it take how many lives do we have to lose? How many shuttles have to blow up before NASA just stops? Before we just put a stop to it?
Well, you remember Apollo 13, the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember all the crap they went through to try and get that thing stable enough to get reentry on it.
Right.
I mean, these guys had skills like no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was back in 1969?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Do you think these guys that are up there now that come to the new school have the same skills?
No.
Okay, well, that's it. You answered my question right there.
Well, yeah, but what's it going to take to stop NASA? Really, do you think that the public would ever... cry out and say, just put a stop to this insanity.
But both of the shuttle accidents, I don't think, had anything to do with operator error, because, I mean, more or less when they're taking off, they're just in little chairs
right.
coming in. I mean, I suppose that it could have been, to some extent, operator error for the reentry one about 2 years ago.
I guess what you're saying is if something goes wrong, right, Harry?
Yeah. Well, if they connect with the space station, that camera's going to come around and spot that. And
yeah.
then it'll be all over the news.
Thanks for the call, Harry. Keep us updated, okay?
Okay, guys.
All right, 800-259-9231. Just so we need another multi-billion-dollar explosion. More coming back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home. Uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about Energized Water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced Energized Water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the Energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at aquanorthwest.com. Call aquanorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water, or simply visit aquanorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the Tuesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's
anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go and vote for us at the Podcast Awards. Our listeners have nominated us, and now it's the voting period. It's going from now all the way through July 31st. So you got plenty of time. Actually, you can do it once every 24 hours. You go to Podcast Awards.
Please do.
Go to podcastawards.com. We're under the cultural political category. We're one of four choices, one of four shows that has been nominated for the best cultural political podcast in the world. So go to podcastawards.com. As long as you have an email address, that's all it takes. You can go vote for us. So much thanks in advance for that. Man, would you get another email? We're catching up on some emails.
Yeah, we're just doing some emails tonight. This is from Rod G, and it's an excellent example of how intelligent people have to watch how they write things, because it can get confusing.
Okay.
You know, the stream of consciousness thing?
Sure. Revising is always a good idea.
Yeah.
That said, move on.
First of all, I need to admit
how numbed I am by the endless parade of yammering armchair quarterbacks reciting old conspiracy theories as discoveries. Americans do not need more hysterical information to spur them into action, but a plan that they can carry out without being arrested or pointed out as eight balls. For the past 5 years, after listening to endless rants, diatribes, and exposés of corrupt governance, with urgent pleas for the masses to wake up, followed by the old cop-out platitude of call or write your representative. It's true, you know, it's pointless.
Well, we're going to talk to actually Jim Babka about that from DownsizedDC.org. He's going to be on the show tomorrow night. And
I think they have a better idea, though.
Well, DownsizedDC is targeting one particular senator for attack. We'll talk about that tomorrow night.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Let's see. He claims that's the today's equivalent of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's See the Egress, or what is known in the circus sideshow barkers as the blow-off,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I mean, obviously, calling or writing your representatives is very close to a blow-off.
Yeah.
To them, I say, just shut up until you do the equivalent of laying down in front of a bulldozer, I guess, until they actually do some
sort of civil disobedience.
Truth be told, I must interrupt my own rant and say that I do admire the positive qualities of both Ian and Manwich. Thank you very much, Ron. I like Ian's free-flowing, unaffected nonsense that he spurts out at a moment's notice.
He didn't write that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Unaffected spirit. That's what he meant. But I... also see the wisdom in Manwich's testicular fortitude against big business. Do I stand up against big business?
Now and then.
Like, I'm certainly more than you. I'm more the environmentalist guy than you are, that's for sure. To this end, I would like to offer something positive to the folks thinking about moving to New Hampshire, of which there are many. Certainly, in listening to this show, we have quite a few free staters. First, there are no venomous snakes in New Hampshire.
Good to know.
Unless you want to count unelected bureaucrats.
Right.
And second, Canada is about to increase the duty-free amount that our brethren Canucks can now haul back tax-free to $2,000.
Hmm.
And third,
so more people shopping.
Right. And spending money.
More business. Okay.
Yes. And third, I can go on because I've written a book on why moving to New Hampshire would be cool, all of which I concluded before I heard of the Free State Project.
Is the title Moving to New Hampshire Would Be Cool?
Spelled
K-E-W-L.
Yeah, the cool way to spell it. I don't even know. I can't even say it.
That's the internet way to spell cool.
Back to the rant. One case in point, a longtime favorite of mine.
Ooh.
Alex Jones has rendered himself blasé and a rabble-rouser, recently stating he can't lead a parade, demonstration, or protest with his followers because he would be arrested the same night. He should lead, follow, or get out of the way. Ian and Manwich, lead on.
Right on. We will. 800-259-9231. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be on straight, Manwich.
It's a deserted job. Somebody's got to do it.
Hour number two is on the way. We got Craig on the line. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.